So can the success from last week carry over now with the level of competition leveling up?
Oh, we sure hope so. I think that was a very good start. I think that was one of the cleanest game ones I've ever been a part of on both all three phases of the game. I thought our guys were ready to go. I thought they handled the scheme super well. Just defensively speaking, we had 25 different calls in a 49-play game. And so I thought they handled it outstanding, and I'm excited to see what we got this week.
That versatility and kind of creativity, can that carry over too, where you're throwing out a different look, but different looks at a game?
Well, we sure want to. You know, the thing we have at BYU, we have really smart guys that have handled the install very well, and we want to continue to be multiple in everything we're doing, multiple fronts, multiple coverages, multiple blitzes. We want to bring it from all different directions. So if we can do that, that's a positive for us.
Jay, on the Mac linebacker, you've got two guys as co-starters. Mm-hmm. Do you see that kind of one guy emerging, or do you want to see one guy emerge, or do you see playing both of them all season?
Well, we love them both. Che and Siali have done a great job, both of them. I think reps are always predicated upon who's playing better, and if one guy separates himself from the other, then they will get a little bit more, but we plan on those guys both playing, and we love them both.
What has the competition done as far as the fall camp?
Well, competition for everybody raises everyone's level of expectation, because if you don't meet that level, then you don't get to play. And so the better the competition, the better we should be as a football team. And our job as coaches is to create competition. And our number one job is to go out there and recruit the best players we can get. And that creates competition, and that creates players needing to do things the right way.
You mentioned on Coordinator's Corner the importance of representing the Big 12 and, against another Power 4 team. But how important is it in recruiting as well, especially going against Stanford?
Yeah, it's a huge deal in everything. You know, this has playoff implications. This has, you know, our conference and who we are. Like, a good example of that is TCU last night looked so good against North Carolina. That's big for our conference. And we have an opportunity against another conference this game. We need to go out and look good. And as far as just the team goes, we need mojo. We need to continue to keep the hype going, and we need to take care of business.
Got a little bit of an early look at Stanford along with the rest of college football with that Week 0 game. What was the number one thing that kind of stood out about them?
Well, they've got good players. They've always had good front seven guys on both sides of the ball. They play super hard. You can tell they execute their schemes. They missed a couple plays in that game that could have been drastically different in the game or changed the game. We got to expect their best shot, and we got to expect a good team coming in here. I mean, this is a Power 4 team that traditionally has been very good, and we got to be ready for their best shot.
What do you like about the play about Hunter Clegg? Looks like he moved himself up on the depth chart.
Well, yeah, Hunter's going to be a player here. We love him. Think his future is super bright, and the better he plays, the more he'll play. But we see a very bright future.
Anisi Purcell got the sack. Yeah. Is that a surprise at all, or has he shown that?
Oh, no.
Capability?
No, he's got a lot of ability. He's got a natural ability to rush the passer. He's done it all camp. We expect a big, bright future for him, too. He's done a lot of great things since he's been here.
Can you speak to Falatau Satoala's progression, how he's been, and the strides you've seen from
him? He's right where we want him to be. He continues to make strides, and he plays better each week. I love where he's at. He's only going to continue to get better and better, and only continue to get more and more for what we're giving him. But I'll bet you, if you combine defense and special teams, he might get more reps than anyone on our football team. He's a very valuable weapon that we have in a lot of phases.
The thing that jumps out on him is obviously his length. How is that beneficial for him?
Well, he made a couple of huge plays today that maybe some other guys couldn't just from his length. But he's got great athleticism, great tenacity. He's really learned how to strain and go hard. And, again, he's still just scratching the surface of what I know he will become.
As far as depth goes, you guys were able to empty a lot of players. How does depth benefit a defensive unit?
Well, it's everything, right? If you need depth in case someone goes down with a real injury where they're going to be out for an extended period of time. You need depth to keep guys fresh during a game. And just the overall competition that occurs with depth is critical in the success of a defense.
Overall, how satisfied are you with this depth? Maybe relative to the first year in this program, what have you seen with regards to that?
Well, I think we're heading in the right direction. I like our depth right now. I don't think it's close to what it's going to be in the next couple of years, but I like where we're trending.